This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Susan G. Komen for The Cure, the breast cancer awareness group that made pink into a charitable identifier, has announced it's drastically cutting back on some of its fundraising. The group is going to cancel 7 of the fundraising walks that it originally had planned for next year. Sally Herships explains now what's in it for groups when people walk for a good cause and what happens when those walkers stay on the sidelines.
Imagine you're a charity trying to raise money. You could just ask people.
If I'm doing direct mail as a way of fundraising, I reach out to you. But when I engage you in fundraising through a walk or a run or a ride or a swim or a climb.
David Hesekiel is president of the Run, Walk, Ride Fundraising Council.
I'm getting you to ask all of your friends and neighbors to fundraise. That multiplication effect can raise a lot of money.
Hesekiel says last year, the 30 largest run, walk, ride events brought in just under $1.7 billion. But the charities don't get to keep all that money. There are permits, water stations, porta potties.
And of course, everybody wants a t-shirt.
These are very expensive events.
Robert Evans is the founder of EHL, a consulting group that helps nonprofits fundraise.
There are special event producers, there are special consultants, there are trade show and technology vendors.
Evans says walkathon costs can eat up to 50 cents of every dollar a charity raises, a lot more than what's considered a fundraising best practice. And heaven forbid it rains.
When one of these events get canceled, it's almost irreparable harm.
A thunderstorm can mean thousands of disappointed participants. But David Hesekiel says your friends will still give. They know you are willing to sweat for charity. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.